Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your source for open-source intelligence on crypto, dated December 5, 2025. Let's dive into the key developments shaping the market today. Bitcoin is trading at $92,121, down about 1.3%, while Ethereum stands at $3,163, reflecting a smaller decline of 0.7%. Despite these dips, institutional interest remains a notable factor. Reform UK has secured a record political donation of $11.4 million, the largest single gift ever given by a living donor in the UK. This donation, from Christopher Harburn, who has past ties to Tether and Bitfinex, boosted Reform's Q3 fundraising to over $12.9 million, more than twice the amount raised by the Conservative Party. This could influence UK political dynamics ahead of upcoming elections. Meanwhile, 21 Capital, a Bitcoin treasury firm holding about $4 billion in Bitcoin, is preparing to list on the New York Stock Exchange. This move may attract increased institutional capital to the crypto space. On the regulatory front, Thai authorities have seized $8.6 million in Bitcoin mining equipment linked to scam networks. Similarly, Malaysian regulators uncovered around 14,000 illicit mining operations over 5 years, with electricity theft estimated at $1.1 billion. A Malaysian special committee has been launched to address these illegal activities, highlighting increased regulatory scrutiny in Southeast Asia. These developments emphasize risks for miners involved in unlawful operations. In positive news for interoperability, Coinbase's Ethereum Layer 2 network, Base, has launched a bridge to Solana, secured by Chainlink's cross-chain interoperability protocol. This facilitates seamless transfer of Solana assets to and from Base, signaling a shift toward enhanced cross-chain capabilities. Turning to market flows, spot Bitcoin ETFs saw a substantial outflow of $195 million, marking the largest daily exit in 2 weeks amid ongoing macroeconomic uncertainty. Concurrently, large holders have withdrawn more than 23,385 Bitcoin from exchanges, totaling over $2.15 billion, reducing exchange reserves to levels not seen since January 2021. Analysts note Bitcoin is facing resistance near $93,500, with a potential rally toward $100,000 if it moves above that level. Institutional confidence is further backed by BlackRock's bullish outlook on Bitcoin and reports of sovereign wealth funds incrementally buying Bitcoin. This, coupled with regulatory clarity around spot crypto trading on regulated U.S. exchanges, could enhance liquidity and investor confidence heading into the year end. Solana is positioning itself to challenge Ethereum with new partnerships, including Revolut, and efforts to improve on-chain scaling ahead of Ethereum's expected upgrades in 2026. This could impact user adoption, especially where transaction speed and cost are key considerations. In Europe, the Commission proposes transferring direct supervision of crypto asset service providers to the European Securities and Markets Authority, aiming to unify oversight across member states. This regulatory shift intends to make the EU more competitive with US financial markets and foster increased institutional participation. Lastly, Portal to Bitcoin raised $25 million and launched an Atomic OTC desk to support trustless, cross-chain large trade settlements, highlighting ongoing infrastructure development in the sector. Key levels to watch include Bitcoin's $93,500 resistance point and the evolving regulatory landscape that may influence market liquidity and institutional engagement. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.